AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Three days of formal mourning for former First Lady Nancy Reagan began today when her casket was carried by military pallbearers into her husband's presidential library in Simi Valley, California. The vicar of the Washington National Cathedral was waiting inside in the lobby to receive her remains.
May angels surround her and saints welcome her in peace. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend our sister Nancy.
Always by his side in life, Nancy Reagan in death will be laid to rest on Friday, just inches from her husband in a hillside tomb that faces west toward the Pacific Ocean. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders head into their eighth debate tonight in Miami, with Sanders riding high after his upset victory in Michigan last night. In the meantime, Republicans in Congress are seeking more information about the Justice Department's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
The Republican National Committee's filed a pair of lawsuits seeking emails and other information from Hillary Clinton and top aides while she was Secretary of State. They were filed as Attorney General Loretta Lynch went before the Senate Judiciary Committee and was asked if she has ever discussed the ongoing email investigation with the president or anyone else at the White House.
I have not.
Okay. Do you anticipate that happening?
No, sir, I do not.
Lynch wouldn't comment on reports that immunity has been offered to the former department staffer who is believed to have set up the private email server for Clinton. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Stocks closed slightly higher today, led by gains in energy companies as prices for oil and natural gas turned higher. The Dow gained 36 points, NASDAQ picked up 26, and the S&P rose 10. This is AP Radio News. George Martin, the Beatles producer who guided the band's swift historic transformation from rowdy club acts to cultural revolutionaries, has died in London at the age of 90. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Martin seemed an unlikely champion for four scruffy young lads from Liverpool.
George Martin was a quiet man, urbane and sophisticated, impeccably dressed, loyal to the British Queen, and fond of his Rolls-Royce motor car. It turned out he had sharp instincts too, proclaiming, "Boys, that's your first number one," just moments after they laid down "Please Please Me" at the Abbey Road Studios in 1963.
George Martin won six Grammys and was inducted in 1999 into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sir George Martin was knighted 3 years earlier by Queen Elizabeth II. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.